Good morning, everybody. My name's Brad Sutton. I'm the Building Codes Administrator for Harnett County. We're here today for a condemnation hearing for 260 Azalea Lane. The intent of this hearing is to allow the owners of the property to be heard in person or by council as it relates to the condemnation of the structure on said property. Authorized individuals may present arguments and/or evidence pertaining to the condemnation and condition of the structure that was posted as unsafe in accordance with North Carolina General Statute 160D-1119. At the conclusion of this hearing, the Building Codes Administrator will review the evidence and findings of fact to determine if the structure is in a condition that constitutes a fire safety hazard or is dangerous to life, health, or other property. Building Codes Administrator may issue an order to repair, close, vacate, or demolish the structure. An owner who has received an order may appeal from the order to the Harnett County Board of Commissioners by giving written notice of appeal to the Building Codes Administrator and the clerk of the Harnett County Board of Commissioners within 10 days following the day the order is issued. In the absence of an appeal, the order of the Building Codes Administrator is final. The Board of Commissioners shall hear any appeal within a reasonable time and may affirm, modify, or revoke the order. If the owner fails to comply with an order from which no appeal has been taken, or fails to comply with an order for the Board of Commissioners following an appeal, the owner is guilty of a Class 1 misdemeanor. The county, either in addition to or in lieu of other remedies, may initiate any appropriate action or proceeding to prevent, restrain, correct, or abate the violation, or to prevent the occupancy of the building involved. Okay. So I'm going to ask some questions for the owner, whoever wants to speak. If you would step to the podium, please, so we can get you on record. I have a list of questions I'm going to ask that are just basic questions that we ask in all of these.
I understand.
Before we get started, do you have any questions?
Not yet, no.
Okay. All right. Could you state your name, and are you the legal owner of the property?
Yeah, my name is Bridget Greentro, and yes, I am the legal owner of the property.
Okay. Are you aware of any other individuals or groups that would have interest in this party or structure?
My ex-husband, Aaron Green.
Is there a deed of trust on file for the property in which the structure is located?
Yes, there's a deed.
Okay, who's the lender on that?
Oh, no, there's, I own it outright.
Okay.
There's no
so there's
loan
no deed
on the property.
Okay.
I have the deed.
Okay. Are there any outstanding taxes due on the property that the structure is located?
No, my taxes are paid up.
Yep, I think we verified that earlier. Are you aware of the current condition of the structure?
I am now, yes.
Okay. Is the structure currently occupied? That's no for
no,
sure.
No, no one lives there.
When was the last time the structure was occupied?
In 2014.
Is the structure currently served by an approved electrical service? I'm assuming there's no.
No, there's no water, no sewer, no water, no electric. It has a septic tank.
Okay, it does have a septic system.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just going to answer these next few questions. You just answered them for me, so.
Mm-hmm.
Property does not have an operating heating system. Are all access points to the structure properly secured to reduce unauthorized entry?
Yes, all doors are closed. All windows are sealed.
Are you aware of any portion of the structure that displays signs of decay, damage, or defective construction? I think that's obvious by the...
Yes.
Okay, given the current condition and deficiencies that have been observed, what course of action are you planning to pursue on this property?
Well, there's a story behind all of it, but now I will take responsibility for the house. I gave it to my son. He made promises that he didn't want me to sell the house. He was going to repair it. I'm in the military. I had to drive all the way back over here, but I will repair it and probably sell it now, if given the opportunity, please.
Okay. Okay. So since this house has been in this condition for some time, I think it was originally posted in December of 2021. Is that correct?
I literally just got a letter on Friday to be here today. Mm-hmm. I had no knowledge of that. And I don't understand why I had no knowledge, since I pay my taxes and my new address is listed on the taxes. No one gave me any notice about any of it until Friday of last week.
Okay, but you have been the owner of this property for some time, that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we assume if you own the property, you're aware of the condition of it.
I'm aware of the condition of it. I was not aware that you guys gave me a time limit to fix it. I gave it to my son. He said he was going to flip the house. I left all of it in his hands. But now that I know that he hasn't, he told me he started on all of it, that he had cleaned it out from the inside. Now that I know it is in this condition, I will be taking over that cause. I don't live in North Carolina at all.
Okay. Well, the way this process works, once we notify you legally, as we have done now,
You're saying today, or you're saying
no? I'm saying once we notified you, which was your legal notification by mail, by registered mail
on Friday, last Friday.
Yes. So that starts this process of condemnation. So you'll have a time period from today going forward, as I read in the introduction.
Yes, sir.
To appeal any decision made going forward from today. My decision on this, because of the time that it has been in this condition.
What, 1 year?
No, this was originally posted in 2021, but we've had
complaints.
You said
December, so it has not been a year yet.
Yes, December of 2021 is the first time the property was posted.
9 months is what you're saying?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
And I just found out Friday. I had no clue.
Okay. So, again, once I make the determination on what to do with this property, you'll have 10 days to appeal that decision.
Okay. I have another question. What is the usual time limit before, you said it's been in this condition for a while, and I just found out about Friday is my notice, and it's been 9 months.
Right. Again, we assume that the owner of the property is aware of the condition of the property that they own.
But now that I'm here and I'm telling you I was not, that's no longer an assumption.
Okay, well, I can't speak to that.
Yeah, you can. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Okay. So,
Mr. Sutton, I might interject as far as the timing of it. According to general statutes, the building official at the time he first initially notices it, he is bound to post the property as it was posted.
And that was December of 2020?
That was in December. After the property is posted, we allow the posting to serve as a public notification in hopes that, because we do have several absentee property owners that live in other states, yes, or taken, have passed on, mm-hmm, various reasons. But so it is a public policy to post the property for a given time. At that, after that point in time where the signage has not worked to notify, other than just sending a notification out, we have to have a title search performed by, mm-hmm, an attorney. And that has what has taken basically 2 to 3 months of time for us to take and get that notification back from the attorney. So from the date, it can vary from the date that the building inspector actually posts the property, puts the signage up in the yard and puts the placard on the home. There can be some time that will transpire because of proper legal notification.
Can you please clarify what is proper legal notification?
Which the certified letter that you received
last Friday. Yes, sir.
Yes, and he is bound when the notification is sent out, once we are 100% sure, because if there had been a deed of trust or if there would have been anybody else that would have came up on the title search that had to have been notified,
yes, sir,
they would have had to have received an official notification just as you did. Once that notification is written by North Carolina General Statute, the building inspector is bound to have that notification within a 10-day period. It's not our time frame that we're putting on it. It's the time frame from the North Carolina General Statutes that he has to have that time of 10 days whenever he notifies you that this hearing must be conducted within those 10 days. So that may give a little bit of help on understanding
It does. I'm just confused as to how in those 10 days you're saying that the year before counts as me knowing when, like the 9 months before counts as a notification because I didn't know the house was in this condition. My son told me that he had done a better job. I did not know.
Yeah, it's a form of public notification, but as Mr. Sutton stated, this actually starts the process.
In the last 10 days?
From the date that notice is sent and issued to you.
Yes, sir.
If the house had been posted 2 years ago, mm-hmm, or 2 weeks ago, that time frame, there's no specifics on that time frame.
Yes, sir.
But it is mandated by statute that when we receive all the information that we need to make proper notification,
yes, sir,
that 10-day, and there again, it is enacted by general statute, not by our policy.
Yes, sir, and I'm just asking that I be accountable for 10 days and not 9 months. So I've only had 10 days. Well, since last Friday, it has not even been 10 days.
Right. Well, we have to have the hearing no later than 10 days.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
Right.
But so I've only had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, until today. I have not had since December.
Okay. Okay. So, again, I will reiterate that if you wish to make a notice of appeal to my decision, you must do that within 10 days, written to the Board of Commissioners and to me.
I'm sorry, sir. Can I ask a question? I'm sorry to interrupt, but I feel, and I'm assuming that you've already made your decision. And a minute ago, you said you based your decision on the fact that I've known that the house was in this condition, and I've known since it was posted on the door. I told you I was in Hawaii, I was in Afghanistan, I was in Poland since that time. And I'm just now able to see the house, the condition it's in, and I will do my best to fix it. But you're not gonna reconsider any of that before you tell me what your decision is?
So my decision is based on the house and the time that it's been in the condition that it's in. It is not based on anyone's knowledge of the condition of the house or any other.
I'm sorry, that's just not what you said earlier. You said that you assumed the owner knew Or had knowledge of the condition of the house, and that's how you...
We make the assumption that if you own property, that you know the condition of the property you own. Due to the fact that the house has been in the shape that it has been in, it would be my order to demolish the house. If you wish to make an appeal, you are welcome to do so. Again, in writing, within 10 days of today, to the clerk of the Board of Commissioners and myself, I will make sure that you have my information before you leave today. And then that appeal will be reviewed by the Board of Commissioners to make the determination on whether it is to be upheld or they can change it. They can do whatever they wish to do with that appeal. The timeline going forward for that 10 days is 60 days to obtain a permit for demolition and move forward from there. Do you have any further questions on this?
I do not.
Okay. Okay, does anybody else have any other questions? Okay. I will close the hearing out.